Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. I'm Steve Wonder, and you are enjoying The Irrelevant Show. WMUC-FM, College Park.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
exploding on the big theater screen, one of the fastest, most exciting pictures of the year.
Speed Lovers, run flat out against time.
Speed Lovers, starring Fred Lorenzen, the nation's top stock car racer, the champion money winner of all time, in a grinding, slashing, edge-of-your-seat racing spectacular. Speed Lovers, filmed at the country's leading tracks, a brazen display of bronze and bribery used in a bold attempt to corrupt the stock car racing game. Speed Lovers, the action-packed story of the men who love racing cars and racy women who lead the fast life on the track and off. For a thrill-a-minute excitement, death-defying speed and spills in burning color, be sure you see Fred Lorenzen in Speed Lovers, the greatest stock car racing scenes ever put on film.
Speed Lovers, the racing men, set the pace again. Pace again. Make it all. Make it all.
Red. look at is shaggy and eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chickens. That dirty old egg sucking dog. Egg sucking dog. Silly. You're always hanging around, but you'd better stay out of my hen house, you dirty old egg sucking hound. Now if he don't stop eating my eggs up, though I'm not a real bad guy, I'm gonna get my old rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky. Gonna stomp your head in the ground if you don't stay out of my hen house, you dirty old egg sucking hound.
Kind of blue. I know just the thing to do. It's the perfect time to spend an evening with my faithful friend. He is always well behaved, neatly dressed, and smoothly shaved. Never jealous, never mean, always willing, always keen. Fits your purse and fits your pocket. Makes you come off like a rocket. It's the perfect stimulator. My vibrator, my vibrator, my vibrator. When my man is tired or plastered, I ignore the silly bastard. Call upon my faithful toy. Let it give me instant joy. I had a boy so firm and thick, but far too eager and far too quick for anyone so premature. My active friend is the perfect cure. Fits your purse and fits your pocket. Makes you come off like a rocket. It's the perfect stimulator. My vibrator, my vibrator, my vibrator, oh! Some girls do it with a candle, or a dildo, tough to handle. But the best thing, in the end, is our purring little friend. If your sweetheart is far away, this pal is always ready to play. You can take him anywhere. We even had fun in the kitchen chair. Fits your purse and fits your pocket. Makes you come off like a rocket. It's the perfect stimulator.
My vibrator, my vibrator, my vibrator, my vibrator.
It's your post and it's your pocket. Makes you come off like a rocket. It's the perfect stimulator. My vibrator, 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 my vibrator,
I know where I'm going now.
Yeah. Say, that's a nasty one.
Chicken legs,
39 pence per pound.
Lamb chops,
39 pence per pound.
Keema,
39 pence per pound.
Boneless chicken,
149 pence per pound.
Chicken legs,
39 pence per pound.
Lamb chops,
39 pence per pound.
Keema,
39 pence per pound.
Boneless chicken,
149 pence per pound.
Hold.
Say, that's a nasty one.
Chicken legs,
39 pence per pound.
Lamb chops,
39 pence per pound.
Keema,
39 pence per pound.
Boneless chicken,
149 pence per pound.
Say, that's a nasty one.
Love your radio. Love your music. This is the best thing on your radio.
90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
I say it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
Amazing.
Look out that window. That's
my mom. Suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's my ear. Cautious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a
never such a blizzard before.
Have got to go home.
Better you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
it's
me?
It's not to be done.
Take of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
then it can't stay.
Get over that old love. Oh, but it's cold.
Make
I was born on the 17th day of January, 1846. I go back as far as well on the early 50s. My first recollection of public living, and especially political living, as I may call it, was when I learned as a boy of 9 or 10 that my home was in the state of Virginia. I didn't know about states before that time. Then time passed pretty rapidly because I was attending high school, and I remember distinctly the occasion when John Brown, the poor man, sought freedom for the slaves. Then came up the great struggle when the Republican Party had become a power in the land. In 1860, Mr. Lincoln was elected, as you know. And I remember that there was a good deal of excitement in my section. Now, I was attending school, as I said, and when in the spring of 61, when news came that war was actually declared, in fact, it had been coming when South Carolina, as we heard, seceded from the Union. Well, wonder now what Mr. Lincoln will do when he is seated on the presidential chair. Well, there was a variety of feeling about it, even among our 75 or 100 young men, boys, at school. But right at once, and war was declared, about half of our pupils, young men over 18, quit school, joined companies of infantry, cavalry, and in their homes, in surrounding counties, and in that vicinity. I wanted to go too, but my father said, "Now, son, you're too young." I was just 15, just a little past. And if the war continues long enough, you may have an opportunity. Well, so I rested, and the war began, and I heard about it. And I heard that at the Battle of Williamsburg, some of my classmates fell in the battle there. Well, I grieved about that, because they were boys that I'd been brought up with. They were a little older than I, but I felt sorry that they were killed. Then, in 62, although General Lee had still a pretty good army, he began to need more men, naturally. Although the big battles, or the largest battles, had not come yet. But my neighbors around there, some of them who were over 45, kinsmen of mine, some of them, began to get up a company of cavalry. And I, a boy of 16 and a half years old, joined the cavalry company, which afterwards was attached and counted with others among the 24th Virginia Cavalry. Now, for a long time then, from August 62 on, until 64, great battles had been fought in there. We heard of the Battle of Gettysburg. And finally, our corps, our camp company, was taken away from the Blackwater border, guarding that section of the country from the incursions of Federal soldiers who might cross the Blackwater River and the Chowan and come over into Confederate territory. We were taken in the spring of 64, our regiment was, in the neighborhood of Petersburg. And while we were camped just north of Petersburg, General Grant began his invasion of that part of Virginia. We heard about it, and I remember very distinctly, one morning, we heard that General Lee had crossed James up north and was coming down the Turnpike Road in the direction of Petersburg, just near us. And the next morning, happening to look while I was on guard across the James River, there we saw long lines of blue, the infantry of the Army and the United States flags on the other side of the James coming down to the beyond the mouth of the Appomattox River that flows into the James in order to cross on the pontoon bridges and thus begin the invasion of that part of Virginia and in the city of Petersburg. Thus, I was not with that part of the army. My regiment was moved up north of Virginia, north of Richmond, and thus we guided that city for several months while General Lee and General Grant were struggling there near Petersburg. While that was going on, there were some skirmishes and one, small battle I was in. I was not in any of the larger battles, probably fortunately, maybe unfortunately. Well, General Ewell commanded the General Lee's corps near Richmond. And I remember we were called up one day and took the Dobbytown Road and some mile or two, I don't know, we never counted distances or time in those days. We turned off from the road, made a road, and went down a road through a wood. After a while, we came to an opening, and there was a line of blue boys and some artillery. And we charged them, and that's where I was struck the first and only time in my leg, which laid me up 2 months. I sent home on furlough. Now, I want to bring in one or two little points there that might be of interest to some. We were around Richmond, my regiment was, all the time then, and doing little of nothing, while that war was still going on. And after a while, a Saturday evening, the first day of April, 1865, we were ordered, and by the way, in the meantime, about half of my regiment had lost their horses. The Confederate soldiers owned their own horses, and when they lost a horse, it was difficult at that stage to secure a substitute. Anyhow, I lost mine. I've forgotten just now how. I don't believe it's in battle, however. Now, orders came for a dismounted part, or demounted, I might say, of the regiment to fall in line and march. We stopped on the way and spent the night. That is Saturday night. The next day was a beautiful day, Sunday. We didn't know what was going on. We were within a mile of Richmond, and there was a turmoil there. And that day, as you all know, that day, President Davis was attending his usual services at his church, in St. Paul's Church. Right in the midst of the sermon, the front door opened, and a courier rushed in and went up to President Davis, handed him the paper. He opened it, and it was a dispatch from General Lee saying, "Mr. President, I am so heavily pressed by the enemy that I am compelled to abandon Petersburg." Mr. Davis arose and left, and the congregation broke up, and in a few minutes almost, it was pandemonium then in Richmond. We marched out of Richmond early the next morning, on the 3rd, and started in a southeasterly direction. We didn't know which way, nor where we were going, but afterwards it showed that we were attempting, under General Ewell's command, to come in contact with General Lee somewhere down southwest of Petersburg. Well, the Federals under General Sheridan overtook us, our command of about 3,000, in Amelia County, Virginia, and after fighting several hours, General Ewell surrendered us. And thus I became a captive. I went to prison along with this command, and we landed in Point Lookout, Maryland, down here. Now, comes up the question of what we Southern soldiers fought for. My friends, as a boy of 16 and a half years old, I didn't think about any abolition of slavery. My mind wasn't developed enough to take in what the politicians had in mind, and hence, there was no trouble as to the freedom of the slaves. The South did not fight for the preservation or extension of slavery. My friend, it was a great curse on this country that we had slavery, and I thank God that I did not bring up my boys and girls under a system of slavery under which I was brought under. What did you boys fight for then? Here's what great many people do not know. That as a young man that way, I couldn't understand it fully. But I look back now and see my part in it. And so what we struggled for, and that was for states' rights. For states' rights. And as that many of you know, immediately after the war, the rights of the various states, well, especially in the South, were very much curtailed, if I may use that word. And since then, I have noticed you let things come up that encroach on the ordinary states' rights, which we have preserved, and we find that the North, the boys that wore the blue, are with us in preservation of the states' rights.
Di! Hi.
Hello, talk while I cough.
Oh, hello.
Keep going, I'm coughing.
No, it's all right, I'll let you carry on.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Oh, that is a disgusting image.
We'll be right back.
town on silver spurs that jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Whoa, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
Heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Whoa, whoa, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
The sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone. My head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Whoa, whoa, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
Are you ready to meet the Naked Witch? Master of black arts. Spawn of the devil. No one is safe when the Naked Witch walks a trail of bloody vengeance. Are you ready to meet the Naked Witch?
That's right, everybody. Hey, Happy New Year. This is my first show of the new year. And by the way, you are tuned to WMUCFM College Park. It's the Irrelevant Show. Every Sunday from 1 to 4 these days. It used to be 3 to 6. Now I'm doing the 1 to 4 thing, and I like it a lot because I drove up here today. It was no traffic. And usually I do a remote, so here I am. I came up here, and then I went out into the woods. That's why you hear woodpeckers in the background. They're my favorite bird, by the way, and I'm a little concerned because I don't see them. I see the downy woodpecker at my bird feeders, but I normally see the red-bellied woodpecker, and they're really cool. And I usually see them through the winter, and I haven't seen them in a long time. I filled my bird feeder up over a month ago. No, it was probably 2 months ago, and it's still half full. And this time of year, for example, where I live now, I usually change these bird feeders every 2 days. So something's going on out there. The birds ain't coming. I don't know if it's because I have too many cats hanging around my house, but the birds have gone away. But anyway, I still gather up records and bring them up here and play them for you, or bring them somewhere. And luckily I got the portable rig. It's a rig they have. It's on wheels, and they have it's called the mucker, right? The mucker. It's a vehicle. It's three wheels, one in the front, two in the back. You can just put a bunch of stuff on it and then just drive off into the woods and set up and do a remote show. It's really cool. It opens up, like, it's hard to explain, but I'm in an enclosure that's about, let's say, 10 feet by 8 feet. But when you collapse it up, it's more like, you know, 3 by 4. So, it's pretty cool. But I did start today with Blut aus Nord. Hey, Aimoi. Hex, Aimoi. It's, I don't know. I think they're from France. The album's called Dus Salutis Mai. Really good album. Then we heard the Speed Lovers movie trailer. That's from an old exploitation movie from the 60s, I believe. Maybe early 70s. That went directly into Rob K. Those Things was the name of the track from the X-Corpse release. The Stone Mans. Right? The Stone Mans gave us Dirty Old Egg-Sucking Dog from It's All in the Family. Is the name of that album. I picked it up at the thrift store years ago. It's pretty good. And it's got, I think that's the only good track on it. It was worth like a 25 cent I paid for it. Zaviera Hollander gave us My Faithful Friend from her Happily Hooked album. She's a madam who used to reside in New York. I think she had a brothel or something. She might have been a porn star. But I picked that album up not last weekend. I didn't do a show last weekend, but the Saturday before, I got that at a record store in La Plata, Maryland, called Bird City Records. You should check it out. It's a small place, but I spent a good penny there. Got a dozen or so records, and I brought several of them up here today, and that was one of them. Necrofilth, I thought would go really well after that. So that's what I did. I played some Necrofilth. Ready to Defile was the name of the track from the Worm Ritual album. The John Spencer Blues Explosion gave us Chicken Dog. That was with R.L. Burnside singing along. That was from the album Now I Got Worry. We heard People Like Us with something called Abridged Too Far. It's Abridged Too Far. That was a title track from that release. We heard track 4 from the John Oswald Mystery Tapes. Then I went into a mashup. Basically what we heard was some Thomas Dissevelt mixed up with a man born in 1846 talking about life in the 1860s. I thought that was pretty good. I liked it. The Jesus and Mary Chain followed that up with The Loving End. That was from the Psycho Candy release. Negu Goriak gave us Salam Agur from the Idia Zobaldu release. Then we heard Lee Hazelwood and Susie Jane Hokum with Summer Wine from the MGM recordings. And right there at the tail end was a movie trailer for The Naked Witch. So that's where we are. It's almost 2 o'clock. There's no third rail during the winter. I think the spring semester starts later on in the month, and I'm waiting to see when the schedule comes out. It's possible this show might move around an hour or two. Hopefully we'll stay on Sunday, but I will keep you posted. If you ever need to know anything or listen to a show from the past, musicfromthefilm.net is where you go. You can hear archives going back 15 years with MP3s. Associated